This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Turkey struck northern Iraq overnight. They were going after suspected Kurdish militants. NPR's Ivan Watson has the story from Baghdad.
Shortly before midnight on Thursday, Turkish warplanes began bombing the Kandil Mountains of northern Iraq. For years, Kurdish PKK rebels have operated out of camps on these remote peaks located along Iraq's border with Iran. The Turkish bombing runs came just hours after a meeting between a high-ranking Turkish diplomat and leaders of the regional government in semi-autonomous Iraqi Kurdistan. It was the first meeting of its kind between the Turks and the Iraqi Kurds since the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Turkey has repeatedly accused the Iraqi Kurds of supporting PKK rebels, which the Turks call terrorists. It has also threatened to go to war with the autonomous-minded Iraqi Kurds if they declare independence from Baghdad.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Baghdad. Police questioned Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert this morning. He's a suspect in several corruption cases involving real estate deals and political appointments. Olmert has not been charged. This is just about the last thing he needs. He's had a tough time politically lately. Israeli elections are set for 2010, but under their system, the vote can come earlier if Olmert's coalition falls apart. Envoys from the Dalai Lama are on the way to China to talk to the government. This will be the first official talk between Chinese and Tibetan officials since the protests in March. Tibetans say more than 200 of their people were killed in the protests. China says only 22 died. High winds are feeding wildfires across the West. Firefighters have been attacking fires in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and California. Hundreds of residents have been ordered out. Three people are charged with starting an Arizona fire near Grand Canyon National Park. It burned thousands of acres. They apparently left a campfire going. Gas prices are sky high for airlines, so many are slowing down their planes to save fuel. It also adds a few minutes to each flight. Southwest, for example, says it'll save $42 million this year just by flying slower. Not that much slower. They're only extending each flight by about 1 to 3 minutes. Consumer groups say it could be good for flyers, but only if the airlines cut ticket prices as they save money on gas. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.